Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Just think of how much easier your rapping could be if all your presents were books. In a world weighed down by algorithms, the Penguin Hotline returns this holiday season, where actual Penguin Random House employees stand by to offer personalized book suggestions for all the readers on your list. We're joined now by Madeline McIntosh. She's president of Penguin Publishing Group. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, so let's start with why this hotline and what was its inspiration?
Well, we got inspired a couple of years ago by the Butterball Turkey Hotline. I don't know if you know about this, but it is the great people at Butterball let you call them during Thanksgiving week to get help for what to do with that frozen turkey if you're out of practice. Mm-hmm. And so we dedicated ourselves to a similar goal. There are no penguins harmed in the cooking or anything like that. Instead, mm-hmm. the idea is the great thing about books is that there's so many to choose from, but that also makes them really challenging when it comes to figuring out just the right book for somebody on your holiday gift list. So we launched the Penguin Hotline, and we relaunch it every holiday season at the end of the year. And what happens is people come to the website, penguinhotline.com, and give us a couple of clues about who they're shopping for, and then we take that back into the hive mind here in Penguin Random House. We have about 400 volunteers here who work on the program, and they come back to the person who sent the request with a personalized email with what we hope is just the right set of recommendations.
And how seriously do the volunteers take this task? Because
very seriously.
Exactly, that's a big ask to ask someone to they think about it.
It is, and no one person can really be an expert in all books. And so, mm-hmm. I think the advantage that we have is it's a whole bunch of people here who work on different kinds of books and who are great readers themselves. And so, what happens is you get a request assigned to you, and maybe you know what the perfect book is for that person, but maybe you don't. And so part of the fun of it is getting up away from your desk, walking down the hallway, quizzing other colleagues about what they think the right solution is. So we take it very seriously, and but also have a lot of fun with it. It's a great fun thing to talk to real readers during the holidays.
Now, my brother has been in the book business for many, many years, and he tells me that this year he is more excited to be selling books than in many years past, because it just seems like all the big authors, all the big publishing houses, and some delightful surprises, everybody showed up for this holiday season. It's a great time to be a bookseller.
Yes, I think that's exactly right.
Give me some highlights of what some of those really big books are that, the folks need to know, like this author has a new book and this is making waves.
Yeah, he's absolutely right that pretty much any famous name in fiction has a new book out right now. So whether your interests go to like the mystery and crime space, like a Lee Child or a John Grisham or a John Sanford, that category is really chock full this fall. But then there are just some real knockout new history books. For example, Ron Chernow has written a new biography of Ulysses S. Grant that has people just dying for it. And and it's a great gift because it's a nice, big, chunky read that will really last somebody probably the whole winter. So those are some of the couple of standouts. And sometimes that's where I go to. Sometimes what I try to go for in a recommendation is something a little bit more whimsical that they might not otherwise know about from looking at bestseller lists or reviews. Mm-hmm. One that that I've been recommending lately is this adorable, really pretty book called The Secret Lives of Color. And what this is it goes through, and it's almost like a biography of 75 or so different colors, like Kelly Green and Dragon's Blood and Vermilion. And for each one, you get a little bit of of the history of what this color has signified, either in literature or in history. And it's a pretty book, but it's also a great reading book and a good one for dipping in and out of. So I like to give that to somebody who may feel like they already know all the books that are out this year.
Right. What about those kids who are just on their phones and you're wondering, do they even want a book at all?
Yeah.
I'm the book aunt, so I'm bringing a book anyway. But what do you do for those kids, teenagers? Maybe?
Well, yeah, teenagers. I mean, sometimes I think the right thing to do is to go with something like the example I would have is Start Where You Are by an artist named Mira Lee Patel. And what she does is it's another really attractive, pretty book. So it makes a good gift. And it's a kind of a self-discovery and creativity journal. Let's think of it that way. So it's not intimidating. It recognizes that perhaps what that teen is interested in is themselves. But it nudges them away from the phone. And I think kind of helps them connect back with paper, and it's stunningly beautiful too. So you can give it to anybody.
I have this book in my pile. I didn't know who I was going to give it to, and now I do.
Oh, good.
Now my daughter, to be fair, is a teenager and she's never on her phone. Right now, her nose is buried in John Green's new book.
I was going to say, she read Turtles all the way down.
She's working on it.
You're set with her. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I sent a recommendation to your staff, and I'm hoping that you can help me with it. And then we can maybe talk about some other stuff. Were you able to get my very challenging request?
This is for your brother.
This is my brother who works at a bookstore, mind you.
Yeah.
So he has access to a whole lot of information about books, but yet nothing would make him happier than if I showed up with something that surprised him.
Well, what I thought about for him is it's a book I don't necessarily always recommend to men, but I think in his case, it might just work. It's called How to Find Love in a Bookshop. And the author is Veronica Henry, and it is this warm, wonderful story of interconnected lives centered around a rural bookstore in England. And I think, you know, people who work in bookstores are a special, precious breed. And I think that he might just, he might not know this book. And he, because again, it's not necessarily one of the barn burners on the bestseller list, but it is sweet and it's warm and it's about relationships and books.
I love it. And I don't know that one. And you know, once he loves it, he'll sell.
Exactly.
He'll hand sell 40 copies of them between now and whenever.
That's perfect.
What are some of the, you know, kind of crazy things that people have asked you? I know the Butterball Turkey Hotline gets some pretty bizarre requests.
It does. You know, the funny ones, funny one last year was just we thought that perhaps we were being tested to see if we were actually a human. Somebody just filled their entire request box with pie, like P-I-E, pie, 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 pie. And so we took it very seriously, though, and we came up with a very, like a highly curated expert list of books about pie.
Nice.
And I think we got a thank you note.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
I've been noticing this sort of trend of books about this concept called Higgy, if I'm even saying right. H-Y-G-G-E. Is that how you pronounce it?
I think it's Hygge.
Hygge. Is it Hygge? See, I say Higgy Hygge because it's fun to say Higgy. But
it is fun to say Higgy, yes. Exactly.
What is
another
this?
Another sort of trend, a little funny trend book like that, and I'm not even sure I'm going to be able to describe what it means, but it's, I think, in a similar vein, is called Ikigai.
Okay.
So I-K-I-G-A-I, I believe. And it's the latest thing out of Japan. And there is at least one book. I know in Hygge there are a whole bunch of books on that topic now. But Ikigai has one particular book that is coming to mind for me that has a really pretty white jacket with blue flowers on it. So it makes for a nice gift book. And certainly for a friend or a loved one who is ready to be part of the next crazy international trend, that's where I would go.
And I was at the bookstore last night because it's my happy place, and I've wandered down the aisle and found a book called The Written World. And I think it's one of yours as well, because I was looking on your website this morning and I saw it. And it was all about the history of language and the history of literature. And I haven't read it yet, but I picked it up.
Oh, don't you just love that? Yeah.
Right? It's right up the alley.
Yeah, exactly. No, that sounds like a great one. It sounds like you and your friends and your family are very knowledgeable about books. And so you probably, find yourself not needing help that much.
You'd be surprised at how much we love, and we love a good, because you think you know what you know, and then you don't. There's so much out there that you miss.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, any last thoughts? We've got about 30 seconds left before we have to let you go.
I would just say, come give us a visit, penguinhotline.com. The penguins are standing by and ready to help.
And books still matter. Books are still a great Christmas gift.
Now more than ever.
Thanks so much. And that is Madeline McIntosh. She's president of the Penguin Publishing Group. Again, that hotline is penguinhotline.com.